Prepaid electricity skips the deposit requirement, but typically costs 15 to 25% more per kilowatt hour than comparable postpaid plans. And that rate premium usually matters more than the upfront savings. For most Texas households with average or better credit, postpaid service on a fixed-rate contract is the less expensive path. That said, prepaid is a legitimate choice in specific circumstances, and understanding both structures helps households make the decision that fits their actual situation. How postpaid electricity works. Postpaid is the standard model in Texas's deregulated retail market. A household signs up with a retail electric provider, REP, uses electricity throughout a 30-day billing cycle, then receives an invoice after the fact. The bill reflects actual consumption measured in kilowatt hours. Most postpaid plans require a credit check before service begins. Applicants with poor or thin credit history typically face a deposit. The Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, caps residential deposits at the greater of $100 or one-fifth of the estimated annual bill. For an average Texas household, that works out to roughly $150 to $400, depending on home size and TDU territory. Postpaid plans come in two main pricing structures. Fixed-rate contracts lock the energy charge per kilowatt hour for the contract term, typically 12 or 24 months. Variable-rate plans float with wholesale market conditions. Fixed-rate contracts provide price certainty. Variable plans carry meaningful exposure to market swings, as Texas customers on variable rates discovered during Winter Storm Uri in February 2021, ERCOT emergency pricing event. How prepaid electricity works. Prepaid electricity reverses the payment order. A household loads a balance onto an account before drawing any power. The smart meter records consumption daily, and the provider deducts that day's charges from the available balance. When the balance approaches a minimum threshold, typically $10 to $20, the provider sends a low balance alert by text or email. If the balance reaches zero without a top-up, service disconnects automatically. No credit check is required for prepaid service. The PUCT mandates that prepaid providers notify customers at least once per day of their current balance and estimated days of service remaining. PUCT Substantive Rule 25.498. Providers must also issue a low balance alert before any disconnection. Prepaid meters use the same advanced metering system infrastructure managed by TDU statewide, the same network that feeds the Smart Meter Texas program, ERCOT. Daily reads are accurate. The difference from postpaid is in how charges are collected, not how consumption is measured. The rate gap matters more than the deposit. The central financial disadvantage of prepaid electricity is the rate. Based on plan filings with the PUCT and U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, residential rate data, prepaid plans in Texas have historically priced 15 to 25% higher per kilowatt hour than comparable fixed-rate postpaid plans at the same usage level. Consider a household using 1,000 kilowatt hours per month. At a prepaid rate of 16 cents per kilowatt hour, the monthly charge is $160 or $1,920 per year. The same household on a postpaid fixed rate plan at 12.5 cents per kilowatt hour pays $125 per month or $1,500 per year. The $420 annual difference exceeds the cost of most postpaid deposits. Prepaid only produces net savings relative to postpaid. When the required deposit is large, the household cannot access it for a long period, and the rate spread between available plans is narrower than average. That combination is uncommon. For most applicants, paying the deposit and locking a competitive fixed rate results in lower total costs within 12 months. Beyond the rate premium, prepaid service carries structural disadvantages that are worth weighing carefully before enrolling. Disconnection risk is daily. A postpaid customer who misses a payment receives a grace period, typically 10 days before a disconnect notice, an additional time before actual shutoff. A prepaid customer whose balance reaches zero can lose service the same day. During a Texas summer, losing power is a health and safety issue, not a billing inconvenience. No credit building. Prepaid providers do not report on-time payments to credit bureaus. A household using prepaid to avoid a deposit gains no credit history benefit that would help qualify for better products later. No long-term rate lock. Most prepaid plans are variable rate by design. In periods of high wholesale prices, prepaid customers absorb increased charges with little advance warning. Deposit alternatives exist. Households that cannot afford an upfront deposit have other options. Some REPs accept a cosigner. Others offer deposit payment plans. Customers who qualify for low-income assistance programs, such as Light Up Texas, may receive a deposit waiver. PUCT Rule 25.478 also limits how long a provider can hold a deposit. Typically, 12 months of on-time payment triggers a refund. These paths preserve credit building and access to competitive fixed rates. When prepaid electricity makes sense, there are specific situations where prepaid service is the appropriate choice, not a compromise. Very short stays. A household in Texas for 3 months or fewer avoids the administrative complexity of a postpaid contract, deposit, credit check, and final bill reconciliation. Prepaid accounts can activate the same day as enrollment. Severe credit barriers. Applicants with active collections, recent evictions, or no credit history may face deposits that are immediately unaffordable. Prepaid removes that barrier and keeps the lights on while the household stabilizes. Spending visibility as a budgeting tool. Some households benefit from the structure prepaid imposes. Daily balance alerts create a direct feedback loop between consumption and cost. For households that consistently experience bill shock on postpaid plans, that visibility can produce genuine behavior changes that offset the rate premium. Avoiding early termination fees. Postpaid fixed-rate contracts typically carry early termination fees ranging from $75 to $200. A household that expects to move before a 12-month contract ends may find prepaid's no-contract structure worth the higher rate, depending on how many months remain. Prepaid electricity Texas providers. The PUCT-licensed retail electric market includes several providers that specialize in or offer prepaid service. As of mid-2026, notable options include Payless Power, one of the longest operating prepaid-only providers in Texas, which offers daily balance alerts and no contract requirement. Rhino Power operates a prepaid structure with flat daily customer charges. Some larger REPs, including 4Change Energy, offer prepaid-style products alongside conventional postpaid plans. Comparing prepaid providers follows the same logic as comparing any electricity plan. The key figures are the energy charge in cents per kilowatt hour, the daily customer charge, a flat fee billed regardless of consumption level, and any minimum balance requirements. The PUCT's Power to Choose website, powertochoose.org, lists licensed prepaid plans alongside postpaid plans with standardized disclosures. How to compare plans before deciding. The Electricity Facts Label, EFL, is the most reliable comparison tool available. The PUCT requires every rep to publish an EFL for each plan, showing the all-in average price per kilowatt hour at 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt hours monthly usage levels. That number, not the advertised headline rate, reflects what a household actually pays after energy charges, daily customer charges, and any usage-based credits are combined. For a household evaluating prepaid against postpaid, the right comparison is the EFL price at the household's typical monthly usage for each option, multiplied by 12. That annual cost comparison, weighed against any required deposit, produces a straightforward answer. The bottom line. For most Texas households, postpaid electricity on a competitive fixed-rate contract costs less than prepaid service over any period longer than a few months. The deposit, if required, is typically recovered within 1 to 2 years through lower energy charges alone. Prepaid electricity earns a genuine recommendation in 3 circumstances. The household cannot qualify for service without an unaffordable deposit. The stay in Texas is shorter than 3 months. Or daily cost visibility is a meaningful tool for household budget discipline. Outside those cases, the rate premium makes prepaid the more expensive choice, not the smarter one.